The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We can settle into our meditation posture. You can start with breathing in a little deeper and out as well. Letting go of any tension or stress on the out-breath. Notice the body, tuning into the body as it is right now in the sitting posture. Maybe there are certain areas in the body that you feel there's some tension or discomfort or even pain. And you can give those areas a little bit more attention. Maybe invite them to relax and soften. Welcome whatever is there, whatever is present in those areas. If that feels complete for now, you can invite the whole body to relax. May the whole body relax. And may the mind relax. Sometimes that's available if we invite it. The mind can relax a little bit. You can look at whatever is most on the foreground right now. Whatever is most obvious in your experience. This could be anything in the body, any body sensations, pressure, temperature, softness, hardness. Could be anything you're hearing or tasting or smelling or anything that happens in the mind. Thoughts and emotions and feelings. And out of all that that our experience is made up of, you can look at what is most obvious in each moment and be mindful of that. With every experience, whether it's something in the body or in the mind, comes an automatic response of the mind to like it, to dislike it, or to neither like it nor dislike it, to be neutral about it. So we can also pay attention to this response of the mind, the liking, the disliking, or the neutralness around what is happening. Maybe there is the sound of a bird, and there's an immediate liking. And then the sound of a leaf blower, an immediate disliking. Or a nice thought, a liking. Or an unpleasant feeling, and we dislike it. Or kind of spacing out. Kind of neutral. Nothing really special happening. We don't have to go out and search for disliking and disliking too much. It's just kind of a noticing here and there that might happen. Sometimes it can be really beneficial to notice something as liking or disliking, pleasant and unpleasant. Like if some difficult emotion arises, it might be really useful to note. Oh, this is really unpleasant. I really don't like this. This helps to create some room between the emotion and you. You can play with this if it's something that resonates for you. And we'll continue in silence for a while. And for the last few minutes of the meditation, we can cultivate some loving kindness, some metta towards ourselves and each other. And so from this area in the center of our chest, our heart area, we can send these well wishes to ourselves and each other. We can repeat in our heads or hearts, may we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all live with ease. We can expand our circle of metta to those who might be listening to this recording. May they also be happy. And we can expand to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. We can share the merit of meditating together with all beings as well by meditating. A lot of goodness and wholesomeness is generated purely through our intention, independent of how the meditation is actually going. And this goodness, this wholesomeness can be shared with all beings everywhere and thereby multiplied. Just like an idea gets multiplied. And so may all beings everywhere benefit from the goodness that arises from our practice today together. May it contribute to their well-being, their peace, and their freedom. And just like it contributes to our well-being, peace, and freedom,